Then.
Yes, once again, it is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I'm getting out of my car here at Harenhaven on this now sunny afternoon. It pretty much rained all night, off and on, and most of this morning. And it has only recently stopped raining. But the sun is now out. And so it's about 70 degrees. It's a little bit breezy. There's standing water all over the place. And if I didn't mention it, I'm at Harenhaven. Of course. Where else would I be? This is pretty much my favorite place in the world to be at any given time. Especially after the rains. So we've come out to see if we can find some wild dudes running around. And I'm walking up the road, the little access road that leads to the Mulhall's property, because we want to look out there to see if we see any dudes, specifically marmots, because we have been seeing marmots out here a lot lately. And I'm standing at the gate, looking around out there. I don't immediately see anything. This isn't the best angle. But I'm looking. Where's Chubzilla? Where's that chubby, chubby mutt who we often see out here? I'm not seeing him anywhere. I'm not seeing any of the other guys either. So I'm just going to turn around here. And, walk by the butterfly garden. There are a few butterflies out, but not, you know, tons of them like we normally have. There's a couple of grasshoppers hopping around. And we do have some wind today. It's kind of cool, but the sun is kind of warm, so it's a trade-off. I'm wearing my sunglasses. And there are other cars here, which, you know, can be expected for a Saturday. But most of the cars here, I think, are people I know. People who technically work here. The various volunteers. People doing stuff. I think they're getting ready for their annual bird seed sale. Harenhaven is a nonprofit organization, and they do need money. And other than just, you know, soliciting donations and grants and stuff like that, here's a bunny rabbit. Hi, Mr. Bunny Rabbit. Oh, he's just sitting there right next to the path as I enter the forest. He's 2 meters away. He's just sitting there. And I'm walking right by. Oh, he was so nice. He was the guardian of the forest. Yeah, so anyway, every year, as a fundraiser activity, Harenhaven sells bird seed and other bird-eating foods. I mean, bird-fooding eats. Don't know what I'm trying to say here. But yeah, if you need a 50-pound bag of bird seed or a 50-pound bag of sunflower seeds, this is the time and the place to get them. Good prices, and the money goes to an exceptionally good cause, which is Harenhaven. I'm just walking through here on the trail, checking stuff out. It's looking pretty autumn-y. Lots of leaves on the ground on the trail here, and they're all wet. Everything is wet. Everything is damp, but it is sunny, so it's kind of weird. Here we are at the crossroads. We're going to take a right turn. What's that smell? It smells kind of like beer. We're going to walk out here, walk through the cut here, and look out over the Mulhall's property from another angle. See if we can spot some motts. Oh, wow. And it has rained so much that the temporary pond is now a pond again here on the Mulhall's property. It's filled with enough water that ducks could swim there. But there's no duckies or anything out here. There's no motts to be seen anywhere. Nobody out here. No motties. Alright. So let's turn around. No motties out here today. So what else will we find? What kind of dudes will we see today? Well, I'm glad to finally get out of my house. I woke up super early. I don't know why. I woke up at 6:40. And then I managed to go back to sleep for about 2 hours. And I got up at about 8:40. Which is about 3 hours earlier than I normally like to get up. And I could not go back to sleep, so I just started doing stuff. And it was rainy, and I couldn't go outside, and I was getting bored and weird and all around just sort of freaking out. But now that the rain has stopped, I'm happy, because I'm standing here in front of the sub pond. There's some big old thug frogs hanging out. That's about it. Not seeing any ducks or turtles or goosers or anything. So we're going to walk out to the boardwalk. And I wonder what we can find out here today. Are we going to see any dudes? Is there going to be any action out here today? Okay, so on to the boardwalk we go. Let's head out over the water. Well, with the rain and the wind and everything, the duckweed is all broken up. Jeez, there's another thug of a frog down there. Wow. Thuggery action. But other than the occasional frog on a log, I'm not seeing anything. I don't see any ducks or turtles or scratties. Nothing of a dude-like nature. But geez, I can't believe how much clear water there is. The duckweed is all blown to one end. Where's all the duckweed? It's still out here, don't get me wrong. But you know, this used to be just a sea of green, just nothing but duckweed. And now there are some spots of open water, lots of them. But you can't see into them because it's all muddy now due to the rains and stuff. So it's not like we can see any snappers swimming around or anything like that. I've made it all the way out to the end of the boardwalk. And I'm looking across the pond. I'm not seeing a single thing. No ducks, no geese, no herons, no scratties. No nothing. All right, well, maybe they're all on the other side, which means we'll have to walk through Heron Haven and go out to the big blind and see if there's anybody out there. It is a little breezy out here, so I apologize for any wind noise if you're getting it. Oh, sure, I could do lots of technical things, like get a windscreen, or do all the other kinds of professional sound things that I don't bother doing because it's a lot of work and nobody cares. This is a non-radio. Which could be short for a non-professional radio. And besides, who wants to carry around a bunch of compressors and stuff along with all the rest of this stuff just to make a portable radio show that nobody listens to? It would be a pain. And that's why I don't do it. Alright, so walking off the boardwalk, kind of wondering where all my rain dudes are. All my rainy rain dudes. Here we are back at the sub pond. Still no action out here. Some frogs. If you like frogs, this would be a good place to be. I like frogs. And that's why I'm here. It smells kind of like beer right in here. Is something fermenting with all these puddles? Who knows what's going on? So let's cross the land bridge. We're going to look down here into the billabong. What's going on in the billabong? Well, nothing on this end. Wait. Is that just some frog action? There's some big ripples in the middle. Yeah, I think I see frog eyes. Yeah, I see a frog swimming now. That was wild, because I saw, looked like something was rolling over. And I thought, oh, maybe that's a scratty. But no, it is not our scratty. It is a frog. I see some bigger ripples out there. The billabong is very ripply today. We're going to have to head back into the wall blind and check out what's going on back in there. So as I walk up this little corridor under the canopy, I'm checking these logs that line the path, checking for any fungal growth, because we should be getting some mushrooms. All this rain. Yep. Here's a couple of mushrooms right across from the entrance of the wall blind. These are the golf ball / hamburger bun mushrooms. These are still in golf ball stage. And then up here, right at the entrance of the wall blind across the path, there's five of them, four of which are in golf ball mode. One of which is in hamburger bun mode. Cool. So into the... Wait, what was that? Into the wall blind we go. I thought I saw something, but no. What's going on out here then today? Lots and lots of clear water. Very little duckweed back here. I see lots of lots of ripples in the water. Frogs and fishies eating, I guess. Nothing swimming around, though. No scratties. Where's our scrat? We've been seeing that little scrat back here quite a bit lately. Just not today. I'm looking for him. I'm not seeing him anywhere. He's just not out and about today. All right. I guess that's acceptable. Let's leave the wall blind and keep going through the forest. So how many of these mushrooms we got? There's five on this side and about five on that side. Okay, so we have found a dozen mushrooms. And if these are popping up here, I can think of a couple of other places where they might be popping, specifically in the dead birch forest. Normally we see these mushrooms popping up in the end of August. or sometimes in September, but since autumn has come so late, they're popping up now. Which is, I don't know, it's not all that surprising. But I definitely have a better understanding of how mushrooms work. Alright, we've come to a web, and we've got no web stick. What's this? Is this going to work? This will work for now. Boom. One less web. And now we've come to the little jog in the path where we'd like to take a quick break. And look around back in here for two things. Any dudes who might be up on the ledge. There's a squirrel up there being wacky. There's a couple of squirrels playing. Nothing else, though. Okay, so now we look down on the ground. We look for mushrooms. Oh, yeah, and here's some coprinus growing at the stump. I don't see much of anything else, mushroom-wise. So we'll keep walking a little bit. Come up here. There's a log back in here with some auricularia on it. Usually, is it still blooming? Yeah. It's got some nice looking auricularia. Tree ears being tree ears. So that's good. We got some good fungus out here today. Not to mention lots of walnuts. And lots of birds who can't figure out who I'm talking to. So that's nice. Birds in the trees above me. Birds to the left, birds to the right. All right. I'm approaching the footbridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond, so I can see down into the turtle reproduction pond. And again, no dudes. Well, I'm sure we got some frogs down there, but don't even see any ducks. This is getting kind of weird. Was it so stormy that the ducks went somewhere else? I don't know. Let's head over to the big blind and see what's going on in there. Oh, I can start to smell cedar, which means we're approaching. And there it is, the vestigial wall. It smells good, but it looks dumb. And a few more steps then places us directly into the big blind, and here we are. Okay, so finally there's something out there. Is that one duck or is that two ducks sitting close to each other? There's a duck. One duck on the new log. But there are also turtles on the new log. One, two, three, four. Five, six turtles on the log. All right, and a duck. Apparently the last of the ducks, because as I look over into the delta, there's no ducks over there. There's no ducks anywhere, just that one duck on the log. Although over in the delta, I can see another turtle, a small one on a log. That's nice. So now I gotta check all of the potential areas for Big Bluey. I'm scanning the edges of the lake. And I'm not seeing anything. And I'm checking out all the other heron perches that are up in the trees. No herons over there. No herons over here. And, you know, for the last 2 days, we have seen Big Bluey out on Goose Island. But he is not there today. So we've got no herons out here today. All the herons and all the ducks and all the geese have sheltered from the storm somewhere else, and it's just the turtles out today. The turtles out absorbing some sun on the logs because, well, that's what they do. Isn't that nice? All right, well, we might as well turn around and walk out of here. Oh boy. Well, my back is a little bit better. My back was bothering me this morning. And that might have been why I didn't sleep quite right. I made this mistake last night of adjusting my, quote, bed, end quote. I don't sleep on a bed, I sleep on the floor. And I rest my head on a wooden futon frame. And it was getting all out of whack, so I adjusted it. And now it's not as comfortable as it was. And so I think that's why I slept weird. And I think that's why I have that funny little crick in my back, or whatever my back is doing. So I'm glad to have the opportunity to get out here and exercise this off. Walking around is doing me some good. And I was in a bad mood this morning, too. I was unhappy. I don't know why I was unhappy. Possibly because I slept weird and my back hurt. I'm an extraordinarily simple person. But it's nice out here now. Not too hot, not too cool. The sun is out, but it's not too annoying. All the little birds around here are running around on the path in front of me. Too bad they don't eat walnuts. They could eat some of these billions of walnuts that are laying around here. Well, not billions, but hundreds. Potentially thousands, but I kind of doubt it. I don't know. I don't feel like counting walnuts. This is not a walnut census. All right, so I'm back at the entrance of the wall blind. We're going to go back in here again. Let's see if anybody has made an appearance while we were gone. Let me get up in here. And as I look around, there are some ripples. All right, coming from the bank right in front of me, but I can't see down in there because the water is, or the grass is too tall. Wait, I saw something there. What did I see? Is that just a frog down there? Or is there a scratty? Now we got some decent ripples. Who's down there? Somebody is making ripples in the water. Right at the edge of the billabong. And because of the tall grass, I can't see who it is. Now the ripples have sort of died down. Wait, there's some more ripples over there by the end of that log. See, that's got all the earmarks of frog action, because there's some frogs down there. Yeah, there's, half a dozen little frogs onto the end of that log, and if somebody jumped in the water or jumped out, they would have made those ripples. So I was hoping to see a scratty back here. That little scratty. But no scrats. Just as best as I can tell, mostly frogs. Frogs on logs, frogs in the water. All kinds of froggy action. Alright, so I think I'm going to leave this spot too. We're not really looking for frogs today. Frogs are too easy to find here. There's no challenge. There's no challenge in finding a frog at Heron Haven. Well, you know, unless you're here in, like, January or February, that would be a different story. But as of right now, there's more frogs here than anything else. So why isn't it called Frog Haven, you ask? Well, it's not up to me. All right, so out of the back 40 we go, across the land bridge. We're going to look down here into the sub pond. No action, but, you know, frogs. Looking down into the billabong. Mysterious ripples coming from underwater frog tricks. But that's about it. continue across the land bridge here. And instead of turning on the path, we'll just keep going straight. We'll go through the cut and check out the Mulhulse property one more time, because I do want to see some Matis, and I'm hoping Matis are out here grazing and fattening themselves up for winter. But as I get out here in the breeze, I don't see anything. Oh, I lied. I do see something. There he goes. It's a chubby Mat. And he's running back into the forest because I sees him. There he goes. Disappeared. That was Chubzilla, ladies and gentlemen. The chubby marmot who is such a chicken that he runs away at the sight of a human. As opposed to other Mats who will just sit there and watch you for a while. He was out hiding behind a clump of grass. And I just thought I saw his nose or the top of his head or something peeking out from the top of the grass. And as I got a little bit closer, he spooked. And he turned around and he ran back into the forest. And when he ran, his flab jiggled. And it looked so funny. Marmots at this time of year start putting on so much winter weight that they get kind of flabby. And when they run or try to move fast, you see the effects of the inertia of the flab. And so they jiggle quite a bit when they run. And it's kind of funny because you can just sort of see their flab rocking back and forth as they run. And I think it's funny because I like Matis. So I'm back on the path walking through the forest. And I'm pretty sure I know what den Chubzilla is using, because there's some dens on the edge of the Mulhulse property right through there. I'm on the other side of them. I'm in the forest. And there's a couple dens right back in there, and I'm pretty sure he's in that one right there. He's such a good Mat, but we never get to see him because he's so chickeny. I've come across this before. I've come across other marmots that have been really spooky around people. And then I've come across marmots that really like to hang out around people. And you can get pretty close to them. But not that guy. Not that chub monster. Not that flab Mat. Whenever he sees anybody even 100 yards away, he chickens out and he starts running away. Even though I'm clearly not a predator, all the other Matis need to tell him that I'm cool. I'm not going to get any marmots. I just like to watch them. Alright, so I'm walking around the dragonfly pond. Oh, there's a butterfly. But I don't see any dragonflies. I see a couple frog heads sticking out. Here we are back at the shed. The holes aren't clear, so I know nothing's going on down in there. And we're pretty much back at the building. A couple more cars have pulled in here. Apparently it's bird seed day. Yeah, the sign is out and everything. So I guess this is a good time for me to say that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. There's 9 cars in the lot, and we're almost back to mine, so I gotta go home, get me some tea, and watch more football. So tune in next time. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
This is DJ Kumata. Welcome to my Anon Radio Show.